us live. We are launching into hour number two of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. JC in Utah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JC.
Libertations.
What's on your mind? I've never heard that one before. That's good.
You did a couple weeks ago. Oh, I just joined the Free State Project.
Congratulations, sir.
Do you have that applause audio file?
I will get to the applause. Well, what made you decide to do it?
Well, I have to say that your show is instrumental in addition to Gardner Goldsmith's show.
Excellent. We love Gardner Goldsmith. Was there anything in particular that pushed you over the
issue that made you decide that that you just had to make this sacrifice?
Not
what
a sacrifice.
Was instrumental in getting me over that little lip, I don't know, is the trigger system there on the FSP.org website. That was wonderful.
Ah, excellent, excellent. We've mentioned this briefly on the show. The Free State Project, up until this year, had basically a one-size-fits-all agreement that said you'd move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty after the Free State Project reached 20,000 members, and we'd seen just very slow sign-ups. And so they changed things. They tweaked the system, and now you can pretty much totally customize your sign-up. What was it that you chose when you decided to sign up for the Free State Project? What was your customization?
Well, my customization was a reflection of my own, I guess, a little fear. See, I'm a libertarian. On the smallest political quiz in the world, I do pop up right there in the top of the diamond there.
Excellent.
But I'm more of a former Republican.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
And I'm more about economic liberty, and I'm afraid that if more left-of-center libertarians, if there's such a thing, move to New Hampshire, then the quote-unquote moral majority will try to use government to stomp on the free staters somehow. And I don't – I'm scared of that because I know – I mean, these are the same people who started Prohibition in the first place. So my trigger was if there are enough of this quote-unquote moral majority libertarianism and sign up with the Free State Project. If I see a couple of thousand of them, or at least several hundred, then I will go too by 2012.
So you wait. Now, let me see if I understand you right. There, you're saying if the moralists out there convert to liberty, then you'll come to New Hampshire.
Not all of them.
How will you know? How will you come to understand that has occurred?
Well, there are some stats on the website, though. Albeit not ones that would show what particular flavor of libertarianism that everybody subscribes to when they do sign up to the Free State Project. But I just want to see that. I'm more of an economic liberty type guy, though I am in favor of ending prohibition and having private enforcement of laws as opposed to, the brute squad cops. But I do arrive at libertarianism from a different angle, and if I see enough other people who have arrived at it from a similar angle to mine, then I'll feel more comfortable about going. I think it's just a numbers thing to feel comfortable.
So is that a custom option? Because I don't recall seeing that as one of the choices on the Free State Project website.
There is an option where you can just make up your own.
Okay,
you
know, right, that's good.
You just put a check. And then you type in what your condition would be.
So basically, you're referring to a chart of some sort on the Free State Project website that says, well, so many of our members were formerly Republicans, so many of our members were formerly Democrats. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh no, they're simply if you go to FSP.org and you look at the statement of intent, there are specific triggers, of course, that you can choose, like for example, Hillary gets elected or gun legislation. But there's also a place where you can put a check mark, and then you just simply type in what.
No,
that
no, I understand
is.
That. But what I'm you said there was some list of people and what their viewpoint was prior to joining the Free State Project.
No, there is no. There are no stats that I can find.
How are you going to know your trigger has occurred? That's what I'm trying to understand.
That's a very good question, and I may have to just simply have my own way of finding out where
you're just
going to
go. That's all.
Yeah. Here's what I would recommend. Here's what I would suggest to you, JC, is that you make a commitment to come out to New Hampshire at some point to experience either Porcupine Freedom Festival during the summertime or the Liberty Forum during the wintertime. That way you can actually meet in person some of the people that are involved that are already here in New Hampshire, and you'll find that a significant number of them are exactly the types of people that you're looking for.
I'd recommend Liberty Forum. You know, I believe that I come from a similar place. I'm sort of a recovering Republican myself. And I like Liberty Forum. I like all the speeches that they have. They've got an itinerary set up that I can go to. They've got booths that I can go to. Porkfest has booths too, but Porkfest is more of a camping thing and essentially, you know, a big party. And it doesn't speak to my soul the way the Liberty Forum does.
Yeah, I think you're going to find a lot of kindred spirits in New Hampshire already, and a bunch of others are definitely on the way. What do you think that, I mean, was there a certain date that you said? Maybe if you weren't sure, you were confused as to what the results were, you would just come anyway, or you definitely need to know that there are other people of like mind?
Well, what I would like to do is start working with my uncle, take over his business, and then become a sponsor of FTL, just like SACL CII. But I do want to come to New Hampshire and get involved with you guys. And maybe you're right. If I do come to New Hampshire and visit and meet some of the other kindred spirits, that I would feel exactly what you're talking about.
I think so.
I want the brute government to come crashing down on us all
together.
What
you might also do is, beyond listening to Free Talk Live, is plug into a couple of our other alternative options from as far as media sources here in New Hampshire. RidleyReport.com is excellent. In fact, since you're coming,
I watched you guys on there. Your appearance on there.
Well, recently Dave Ridley did a report on one particular piece of legislation that has been proposed to ban guns from the state house, and he did a great job of showing the turnout, this massive turnout of gun owners in New Hampshire that came out in droves basically to oppose this legislation, whereas absolutely nobody turned out except for the bill sponsor. It's the one lady that sponsored the bill in order to support it, and I thought that was a good indicator of the amount of, I don't know, conservative support, if you will, for lack of a better term, for those sorts of movements in this state. And I think there's a tremendous amount of people that are of your mindset here. So I think you'll find that out as you come here to visit, and as you perhaps maybe encounter others in the Free State Project forums, which you'll find at freestateproject.org. And there are also some new political forums that have sprouted up around the state as well. You might want to check those out too. And good luck, JC, and congratulations again on your decision to join the Free State Project.
All I have to do is tell my wife now.
Oh, so you've got two signers.
There you go.
Very good, sir. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231.
Cool.
The fact is, the Free State Project is made up of a variety of different people that have come to the message of liberty from a bunch of different ways. There are a lot of people that are like JC. There are also a lot of, as he said, left libertarians, people that came from the Democratic Party, or a lot of people that came from just outside of the system, people that had no interest in politics whatsoever, that weren't Democrats or Republicans, that had never voted in their entire lives. So there's all of that here. And, of course, there's a variety of people that already live in New Hampshire that aren't Free State Project members that believe in the way that JC believes.
A lot. That have opened
Two of them are on this show.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Nick and Toby.
Oh, right. Those guys. Right. I thought you meant tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the number for you. So we're excited. We are early movers. The Free State Project is a movement of liberty-loving activists all moving to the same state in order to get active for liberty. And you're going to agree with some of them on a bunch of things. In fact, most of them you're going to agree with most things on. There are only a few key differences here and there throughout the population, if you will, of the Free State Project, and it really isn't doing anything to divide us.
No, not much, it doesn't seem.
No, we were all hanging out together recently, and there's no division, there's no rift in the Free State Project.
I'm working almost every day out there with Russell Canning, so I mean, I can tell you that from a political viewpoint amongst libertarians, we're a bit different, but I haven't met a man who's easier to talk to or has more integrity than Russell.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped anybody from getting active in the way that they think is best, and that's what the project is all about. You come to New Hampshire, and you get active for liberty in the way that you want to. No one tells you what to do. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. By the way, you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening this year, June 9th through the 15th. Of course, we just told you quite a bit about the Free State Project. At Porkfest, you'll be able to expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations, as well as meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies that you might know from the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and make new friends there. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And I know we are going to be broadcasting there from at least one night. We're in negotiations to possibly expand that out from there. I'm not sure how that's going to go at this point, but Free Talk Live will be in attendance as we were last year. And I tell you, it was so much fun last year. Really,
and it's going to be more fun this year.
Yes, it is. The Liberty Forum was more fun this year, and Porkfest is going to kick butt this year. So, looking forward to that. So go to porkfest.com to learn more. 800-259-9231. We go into the story from the Boise Weekly, boiseweekly.com. Is it pronounced Boise or Boise?
Actually, it depends on if you are an outside of Boise person or an inside. If you're born in Boise, you say Boise.
Boise.
If you come from outside, you say Boise.
Boise.
Got it. I lived in Boise.
There you go.
Well, anyway, Bill Cope says libertarians are loony. Were you listening? Did you hear what I said? I said libertarians are loony. And to make sure you understand exactly whom I'm talking about, I did not say librarians are loony or libertines are loony or libertists. No, sir.
I'm not sure what a libertist is.
I'm not either.
You should look it up because I don't know either. I speak specifically of that odd and small subspecies of American politics that is getting more attention than it rightfully deserves because of the eccentric presidential candidacy of Ron Paul. And I have chosen...
Quixotic. You have to say quixotic every time.
I have chosen this moment to write of their looniness for two reasons. What with Paul's strong undertow of support among disgruntled Americans, I have little doubt this column will produce a slew of indignant rebuttals, almost as many as I expect to receive over my work in progress, Mormons are loony, which I intend to hold in reserve until we see blah, 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 which is fine by me. It is my opinion that without the capacity to generate a steady and dependable flow of indignant rebuttals, an alternative weekly newspaper might as well rename itself Seen and Hit the Streets on Friday. But I'm not writing this simply to rattle a cage. The more relevant reason I bring it up is I truly believe libertarians are loony. And now, when so much shallow attention is slopping their way, is as good a time as any to examine why I believe such a thing. First, though, allow me to amend my initial statement to the extent that I believe libertarians to only be semi-loony, like half-loony. I pray that this softening of my original premise in no way curtails the volume of indignant rebuttals I'm expecting. But the truth is, regarding approximately half of the libertarian platform, I side with them wholeheartedly. When it comes to their refusal to take part in the Republican harassment of our homosexual citizenry, I'm libertarian. When it comes to their disdain of the nation's drug policies or their insistence that free speech must be unconditional, I am libertarian. When it comes
No, you're not.
When it comes to their loathing of foreign entanglements.
Half of America shares, more than half of America, everybody shares some portion of the libertarian platform. You are not libertarian because you agree with libertarians on one issue. Libertarians believe in liberty. What you believe in is something else.
You're right. He's trying to explain that he does agree with libertarians on some issues.
There you go.
Trying to lay that groundwork. He says, in particular, Ron Paul's demand that we get our troops out of Iraq and never again behave so stupidly, call me a libertarian. But from here forward...
I'm ready to call him a liberal.
Or more accurately, backwards, the libertarians and I must part company. For as adamantly progressive as they may seem to be regarding social or personal matters, they are even more adamantly regressive on matters of governance and economics. If the literature they tack up on the internet telephone pole is to be believed, property rights are as inalienable as human rights. And whenever self-professed libertarians actually come to power, you'll notice that they generally expend a great deal more energy trying to weaken those regulatory bodies designed to protect the interests of workers, consumers, air breathers, water drinkers, and food eaters than they ever spend on liberalizing drug laws or defending free speech. Now, I skipped over because he mentioned a politician's name. He mentioned the state's governor. In Idaho.
Right, and a rather libertarian governor.
But no, sorry, he's not a libertarian because there are no libertarian governors. For the same reason you just said, Mark, you're a libertarian if you believe in liberty, if you believe in not initiating force. So what he's doing is apparently there's some politician in his state that has, you know, like Glenn Beck or Neil Bortz, have taken to the idea of labeling themselves with the libertarian label, and he's just a run-of-the-mill Republican.
Well,
so
as usual, you know, I'll take an extreme position, and then you'll take that extreme position and run it all the way to the goal line. I'm willing to take a person who's 75-80% libertarian, I'm willing to go for that and give them a, you know, libertarian title. I'm fine with that. You, however, will at times question my libertarianness. And no. Sorry. That's just not the way it, you can't.
Are you telling me that one of the governors in this country is a libertarian, Mark, by your definition?
I've heard multiple times that the governor of Idaho is a rather freedom-oriented dude. Why don't you read up on him?
You know what? And I've taken this guy at his word, Mr. Cope here, because he's absolutely right. The fact is, it goes back to what Michael Cloud said, and I'm sure he's wrong here in a moment. We'll get to that. But so far, he's right. When Michael Cloud from the Advocates for Self-Government, actually, I think he's with the Center for Self-Government. Anyway, what he points out is that there are these politicians that are all for liberty except one issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they talk about how, oh, yeah, lower taxes, drug freedom, and all these other freedoms that they like to spout off on when they're trying to get elected. And then when they actually do get elected, all they end up doing is focusing on their one issue where they believe government belongs. So if they're with us on 99% of the issues, then there's that 1% where that's all they do is they try to ban whatever it is they want to ban or promote whatever it is they're looking to promote. That's what this guy's getting at here. He's saying this guy touts himself as a libertarian, then when he gets into office, doesn't do anything remotely libertarian. That I can understand.
I see what you're saying. But let's say you've got a politician. Let's use Ron Paul for an example. Now, Ron Paul has come out against freedom when it comes to the border issue, correct? What if he came out and pounded the pulpit on the border issue all the time, but every time he voted, except for a border issue, he voted for liberty? Is that good enough for you?
Obviously, I voted for Ron Paul, Mark, so certainly
it's
it was
better than the alternative.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just not great. And Ron Paul is so much better than all the other politicians, and he actually has a track record.
Right. Ron Paul has a track record, while these so-called libertarians you're referring to, Mark, this unnamed governor of Idaho, you know as well as I do, he's signing in all kinds of anti-liberty bills.
He's out there creating a track record, and we will be able to look at it.
The libertarians insist, says Mr. Cope, and he says a tad too self-righteously, I have to think, that every tenet of their political faith is rooted in the U.S. Constitution. Now, that's not true.
Not every libertarian
says that. No. Libertarians that are maybe new to the whole libertarian movement might believe that to be the case.
Are you saying I'm new?
Are you saying that that's what the libertarian belief system is based on? Because it's not.
No, I just don't think that that's a fair statement that you've made. Some libertarians believe that that we should return to a constitutional government and that their beliefs are constitutional. Some libertarians don't believe the Constitution has any bearing on them.
I understand what you're saying there, but his assertion here is that every tenet of their political belief system is rooted in the U.S. Constitution. And I'm sorry, rejecting the initiation of force is the central tenet of libertarianism, and that appears nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is in here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with us and the Free Talk Live listeners. Over 300,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents. You can set up a corporation, limited liability company. You can do patents, copyrights, anything like that. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10. That's LegalZoom.com.
All right, so we are extracting this. We're looking at this article from the Boise Weekly. Bill Cope, apparently one of the alternative newspapers up there, trashing on libertarians, saying libertarians are loony. And he just gets it wrong here. He says libertarians insist that every tenet of their political faith is rooted in the U.S. Constitution. Sorry, no. The concept that is the basis of libertarianism. And I'm not just talking about the political party, the libertarians, which may be what's confusing this guy. I don't know. People are easily confused. But the concept that is the basis of libertarianism is the concept of non-initiation of force. The idea that in any circumstance, it is always wrong to initiate force on somebody who has not harmed you. And of course, if you've been harmed, then you aren't really initiating force. You're just you're retaliating. You're defending yourself. So defensive force, by libertarian standards, defensive force, A-OK. Initiating force, starting it, that's wrong. And there are no circumstances where it's okay. So that's the concept. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. Now, the guys that wrote the Constitution might have had some understanding of that idea, you know, they might have kind of understood that. Of course, they did form a government, which tells me that they didn't really get it truly. But there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that references non-initiation of force at all. The U.S. Constitution could be looked at by many libertarians as a wonderful document, and it certainly is revered by many libertarians as something that was a, you know, a worthy attempt at trying to control this concept we know of as government.
And you would admit that you would prefer to get back to a constitutional form of government.
That would certainly be preferable to what we have today. There's no doubt about it.
So what seems to be wrong with the Constitution is that they just didn't list, they just didn't follow it. They just didn't care. They just sort of, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. It's up to interpretation anyway, and nobody really did anything about them overstepping their bounds.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, the problem was the people that were in search of power, and exactly what you said, Julia, they just ignored their set of rules that they wrote for themselves, which is the, what the Constitution is. It's not a set of rules for us to follow. There's nothing in there that binds you or I to agree to anything. The Constitution is the founding document for the government, and it sets the rules that the government's supposed to follow. Fact is, they didn't. And now here we are. So let me move on with Bill's critique here. He says that whatever the Founding Fathers didn't include in the Constitution must not have been worth including in the first place, though they've expanded on the constitutional mandate of free trade and commerce with a concept they call agorism. An ardent agorist would have it that any and all matters of human interaction could be handled better by private citizens in the pursuit of their own gain than any government agency anywhere. You see, libertarians hate government like a pit bull owner hates dog licensing. They've conjured up such an extreme trust in the virtues of laissez-faire economics that they consider it the ultimate solution to every predicament.
Doesn't sound inaccurate.
That society might get itself into. He says, and that, in my book, makes them loony. Even worse, it makes them lazy, he says.
Well, I can see the lazy point. I really do see that point. But now, if he's trusting in, what, the government to save him and, you know, to be able to handle people's trade back and forth and to know the right thing, then why is it crazy to assume that businesses can handle it? It's, well, just another group of people.
There's something magical to people like Bill Cope about government. There's something special about it to them. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it to you, Mark. If you can explain it, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. What is it about the concept of government that makes people believe that it's somehow better equipped to handle problems? That government is somehow just in general, better at doing everything than the marketplace is? Where do they get these ideas?
I don't know. It seems to be the first place they run.
It seems to me that most people think that they are okay. They could handle liberty. Me, everyone in this room, we could handle liberty. But it's those other people out there that are going to take advantage of people. And
so we need to elect
or make bad decisions,
yeah,
or whatever they're going
to
do.
So we need to elect good people to government so we can keep the bad people in control.
That's right. And even though everyone seems to recognize that there's so many bad people in control, politicians are bad, they just can't seem to, well, if we just get the good people in, then it's going to be okay.
It must be the siren song of power. That has to be what it is. I mean, the sexy siren song, this idea that, well, power, you know, if we just give it to the right people, if we just, power is so great and it's so strength, you know, it's strong and you can do things with power, you can control, and if you just give it to the people that are good,
right,
then
if I just had the power, I could set up a political system that would be fantastic. It would work. And in my case, it would.
No, sorry.
It would.
It wouldn't.
It would.
No,
because sure it, would.
It doesn't work for anybody, Mark, because when you use force, you get unintended consequences.
Well, by work, do you mean last, what, forever?
I'm not.
I mean, the constitutional system here in the United States, we had some working semblance of a government that was, you would admit, better in areas of freedom and for a lot of people.
All I'm telling
in a
you
lot
is,
of ways for, you know, for quite some time.
Whatever
would you
the
agree?
Goal, whatever the goal
would
is,
would you agree?
Whatever the goal is, will not be achieved if you use force.
I think the other thing is that people are frightened of personal responsibility. I mean, if there's no government around, people have to take responsibility for everything they do, educating your children, you know, getting jobs on your own, and if you don't have a job, not going to, you know what I mean? Right now, if you get fired, for example, you can apply for unemployment, and your job pays for that if they win in a government court of law. So there's really, I mean, there's sort of that safety net, and I think a lot of people are afraid to take away that safety net and actually step up and be responsible for themselves.
Well, that to me signifies laziness. I mean, the fact that people don't want responsibility, mm-hmm. the fact that they want to push that responsibility off on this government group, that to me says people are lazy, libertarians.
I think that there's a lot of people out there that want social safety nets because they care about other people. I think that that's the biggest percentage of people. I think that if you allowed those that believe that they need a social safety net to vote against those that believe that they don't need one, you know, the people for and against only for personal reasons. If you allowed those people to vote against each other, that the non-safety netters would win every time. It's the, I care about the people that drink too much and smoke too many cigarettes and spend all their money on crap like that instead of taking care of their kids. Those are the ones that are our problems, the liberals.
Cope goes on here, and Cope probably is a liberal. He goes on to, though I say they're all problematic, I think the conservatives are just as problematic.
I would not disagree.
So he goes on, though, with his critique. He says, it's easy, isn't it, to stand on the sidelines as a minuscule third party and declare that the institutions established specifically to confront our common challenges, our agencies of governance, in other words, are broken down, worthless heaps of bureaucratic junk.
What's funny to me about this article is he specifically, like, he just referred to it as we are all just... we're just sad because we're in a third party, not main party, or whatever. But I don't affiliate myself with the Libertarian Party at all, ever.
Well, it just shows the political mindset. You know, people like Cope, this guy, they live in a political world. And everything to them is politics. And if you are, you claim yourself as a Libertarian, he immediately zooms in and says, must be a Libertarian Party member.
Sure.
You know, so because everything is party politics to these people. It's oversimplifying what liberty is all about. Anyway, he says, it's easy and relatively effortless to hold a position that all of society's organizational work worth doing has already been done over 200 years past by men so much wiser than today's leaders that there's no point in trying to improve on what those men started.
In that case, to improve on it, you have to change the Constitution, and that's what these people aren't willing to do. They changed the Constitution by de facto without actually doing the work.
1-800-259-9231. Obviously, Mark, you don't have to change the Constitution. They haven't bothered. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go get interactive with us. Get on the Amazon website and buy some stuff. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And you'll find that when you enter through that website, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Actually, you won't see that indicated anywhere, but you just have to know. If you go through amazon.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff, Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's that simple. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we're continuing to dissect the Boise Weekly. Bill Cope, somebody who doesn't like libertarians very much, is trashing on us a bit. The article's called "Libertarians Are Loony." And he suggests that libertarians are lazy because we just want to sit back and say that the free market should just handle everything. Well, I mean, the fact is the free market will handle everything, and we don't have to know exactly how it's going to do that, because people in search of profit are the ones that will figure it out. I, as a libertarian, don't have to know exactly how each individual business that serves me, that I go to, works. I don't have to know the behind-the-scenes mechanics of how the bookstore does its operations.
Nope.
Or how the grocery store operates its business. The people in search of
profit.
They're
all very interesting.
Yes, the people in search of profit have figured all of that out. It's not necessary for me to understand all that in order for it to work. But let me go on with his complaints here. He says it's... where is the evidence that a blithely unregulated free market is any less inefficient, any less power-hungry, or any less corrupt than a democratically elected leadership? Well,
there is just one major factor there, I'd say.
What's that?
And that's that the government forces you to give them money, whereas if you don't like the way a business operates or a power-hungry business owner, you don't have to give them money. It's a wonderful concept.
And, in the marketplace, one doesn't have power over another person. You just don't. I suppose that there's a certain level of power in the employment arena, and you can assume that someone has power. Like, I could assume that my boss can tell me what to do, and if I don't like it, I just have to swallow it and take it because this is the only job I can get. But the boss could assume that, my God, I'm going to have to keep this employee happy, otherwise he's going to leave, and I'm going to be out a very valuable employee.
Well, right, because you know it's not the only job you can get, and he knows it's not the only job you can get.
Sure. So, I mean, it's a perception issue to some extent, but the government, it doesn't allow you those kind of choices.
And he asked the question, where's the evidence that the free market is more efficient? The evidence is voluminous. It's all over the place. We talk about it six nights a week here on this show. There's tons of evidence out there. And it goes also back to the things that you guys were talking about. The fact is, when you employ force, when you have a monopoly, then you're very inefficient. I mean, anybody, any liberal would know that, right? Monopolies are bad, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it you're okay as a liberal with the monopoly over coercive force, which is the monopoly the government has? You think that because they're the only ones, that they're somehow special and efficient, whereas all the other monopolies are inefficient and awful? For some reason, government is wonderful and magnanimous? I mean, it's absurd. 1-800-259-9231. But he goes on. He says, Enron, Halliburton, the banking geniuses who landed us in the current housing market mess. Is this the agorism that they propose?
Well, no. What about the government geniuses that have landed us in far more debacles and boondoggles?
Well, right. The banking situation is
Mr.
government.
Mr. Cope, what is his name?
Yeah, Cope.
Cope was not affected by the Enron debacle. It probably didn't cost him any money. It did happen to cost me some money. But it probably didn't cost him any money. So what's his problem? It's the boondoggles the government gets involved that costs us all.
Sure. Let's look at his examples here. Enron and Halliburton, two politically connected companies, two corporations. Corporations are a government construct. Corporations is a corporation is essentially a file folder. It doesn't really exist. When you enter Walmart, you're not entering a corporation. You're entering a building run by individuals, a business. The corporation is a file folder. It's paperwork filed with the government that shields people, the people that run those businesses, from liability, amongst other things. And so the purpose of the corporation was to shield big business people from responsibility. So if you're looking at big, bad corporations doing bad things, look a little bit further and you'll see that it's the government that's providing them the protection in order to do those things. So government's at fault for Enron and Halliburton. Halliburton's a politically connected company that gets all kinds of favors doled out to it from the government. If government wasn't around, Halliburton would be a nobody company.
As was Enron.
Yeah, that too. And then also he gives the example of the banking geniuses who, he claims, landed us in the current housing market mess. No. The banking system is predicated on the Federal Reserve System. The banking, all the banks in the country, FDIC insured. There's just tons of regulations these banks have to bow down to in order to do business in this country. And who creates those regulations? The federal government.
Well, I don't think you can entirely blame the housing bubble and the housing crisis that's occurred on the federal government. To some extent,
inflation has played a huge role.
It did play a role, but to some extent, what you saw was a fluctuation in the market. The market is
created
not
by the Federal Reserve.
Perfect. No, that's listen to me. Before you go on and with your single-minded, the government sucks stuff, listen, what happened here was banks got competitive. People were paying their home loans and banks were getting competitive. Look, we can handle this level of risk. Maybe we can handle a little more and a little more and mm-hmm. a little more and a little more. So they increased their levels of risk to the point now that you're seeing that those level of risks aren't panning out. They gave adjustable rate mortgages to people that, now they owe $4,000 on a house that it's just, a month that's just not worth what it was that they borrowed on. Well, those banks took risks, and they're reaping the whirlwind of those risks, as are the people that took the same risks willingly by signing those pieces of paper. Now, did they all know everything that they were signing? No. Whose fault is that? The person who didn't read it. Okay? That's all. Does the government certainly plays a role with the Federal Reserve and inflation, those kind of things. If we didn't have...
And regulating the banking industry, interest rates.
Sure. I mean, what about the government protecting us before this crap happened? Now we've got the banking crisis. If the federal government was in fact there to protect us, why didn't it protect us ahead of time?
Yeah.
If it's all knowing, if these guys are so smart, why didn't they know? Well, all they're doing now is coming in here and bashing banks, and they're going to make it more difficult for some people to get loans. There are people out there that benefited from getting a home loan during this time when banks were more liberal with their loaning
right.
practices. And there's going to be people that want home loans that aren't going to be able to get them.
He goes on, where's the evidence that our founding fathers transported in time to today's world wouldn't understand the obvious need for regulatory agencies like OSHA, the FDA, and EPA? After all, even the brightest of those men had no notion of E. coli bacteria, let alone that it might end up in our whoppers. Asbestos and dioxins and nuclear waste
have
yet to be imagined.
You don't think that a smart person in 1780-whatever knew that preparing food in a dirty, disgusting manner was going to make you sick? I mean, is that guy, does that guy presume that they're that stupid in 1780?
I think he does.
And I work for a food business, and our standards at where I work are higher than the government standards. Our people do not care about the government standards except that we want to be able to operate as a business, so we have to follow their laws. Our standards are solely because we want customers.
Right, and the
healthy customers.
And your the people, the management where you work, of which you are a part, doesn't care about government inspections either.
No, they don't. We have much hardcore inspections.
It's the private inspections that are coming from a business that is driven by greed.
And we're very scared of those inspections and making sure that we pass the inspections. And they're so much more detailed and thorough than any government inspector. They stare at the ceiling. Walk around and stare at the ceiling and have a cup of coffee and leave.
He goes on to say, and sweatshops were not even yet a gleam in industrialist eye by 1776. So
you don't
why
think
would
that,
include
that somebody out there would have considered themselves exploited labor in 1780?
He says, why would they include workplace safety in the Bill of Rights? Well, again, I don't think you really understood. I mean, there are different kinds of the founding fathers were different guys. They're all individuals, and they had varying different viewpoints. Some of them were more for more central control of the government.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that we happen to like a little bit more, Thomas Jefferson and the like, were of a more individual liberty mindset. The idea was that you let people live on their own, make their own decisions for themselves, and generally they'll make the right decisions. And when they make wrong ones, they'll learn from their mistakes and correct them the next time. And that works pretty darn well, as a matter of fact. All these examples he's giving of these scare factors, diseases and workplace environment, all handled by competition in the marketplace, free people.
In most cases, currently.
Yeah, all handled by free people doing what they do best, and that is working towards a profit by satisfying their customers and keeping them safe. The marketplace can handle all of this, and it does. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did for my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.